Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Knees, aka Watch with Knees, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Fantasy Jazz Suite.
Bro, are you talking about our hotel room at Isna?
No, 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 that's not what I'm talking about, dude. Bro.
You walked into that one.
No, Jazz, I don't think you know what kind of joke you just made, because the fantasy suite is when in The Bachelor they get to make love.
Oh, no, no, I'm familiar a little. I got it from the context.
Oh, no. Why, Jazz? Why? Why you gotta be like that?
How to make it awkward.
Oh, man. Listen, guys, we apologize. We actually we're going to do a show yesterday, and we were so tired, and we had issues with our flight. But then we realized this week was a doubleheader. There were two episodes, so we actually lucked out. So it's a case of laziness being, you know, the best situation for us, huh, Jazz?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know your flight was delayed. My flight, I was involuntarily denied boarding. So
what?
How did that happen? So the flight was overbooked, and I had the cheapest ticket. So they have to give me four times the amount if I'm ever involuntarily denied boarding. But because of the cheapest ticket, they're like, all right, screw this guy. We'll get the more paying customer on the flight now. And this guy with the cheapest ticket can go fuck himself.
Oh, wow. Well, did you go, you know, fuck yourself? I don't know what happened. Like, what did you do? Where did you go?
I did. So that's really why I was, you know, like all over the place Monday night, Tuesday. And I mean, I did get the money they owed me. I did get bumped to, you know, priority boarding on Southwest the next day. It's just, you know, an unfortunate thing. All airlines can do it, and they will do it to make money. This other rich asshole paid $600 for a ticket, and I paid $71 for mine. So that's what happens.
Capitalism, baby. That's what we got to deal with. Anyways, listen, we have an amazing guest on our show. She is someone that we've been trying to have on our show for a while. She was in our comment section posting about She-Hulk and stuff. And she is a lawyer, but she also works on Agents of Fandom. She works on all this stuff. You know what? I'm going to let her tell us about it. Emma, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Okay. So like you said, I am a lawyer. I'm not practicing. That's kind of part of my life, but right now I'm kind of more in the nerdy space. I'm a huge Marvel nerd, Star Wars nerd. I'm the managing editor for agentsoffandom.com. I also co-host Ticket to Reality with the Agents of Fandom team about reality TV. So awesome. I'm very much into Marvel and reality shows. So this works out really well.
Jazz, like I was jealous. I was telling you guys, like the Venn diagram of people who like Marvel and nerd culture and Bastard is so slim, but we found one, baby. We found somebody.
You know, I thought they were two separate circles, but yeah. I guess it's just, you know, meet at a tangent, like right in the middle.
Exactly. It's you never know. It's that
sweet spot, baby. It's that sweet
we're
spot.
We're out here.
I love it. I love it. And I'm super excited to talk to you. And let's get into it. Let's get into the fantasy suite episode of The Bachelor, which is when lots of shit goes down and it's super exciting. Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. All right. So there's two episodes. Let's start off with the first episode. The first episode, we start off with Gabby and Eric on their date. They go to the fantasy room. They jump off a few bridges or something. You know, the dates are not really what's important. What's important is, you know, their sexy time. But it's not so much what happens in the fantasy room. It's what happens after the fantasy room and the drama that you see their relationships literally explode. And the first one we see explode was Eric. Eric and Rachel seem to have this amazing date. Everything goes well. The next day, apparently they talked about this. They in the fantasy room talked about how he is not comfortable with her being with other guys, right? Which makes sense. Like, what guy would want his fiance to have, you know, been with other guys either before or after him, right? Understandable. But in the world of The Bachelor, it is what it is. Like, you know this coming in, right? So it's one of those things. So apparently they had this conversation off camera, but for some reason, Eric felt the need to bring it up again and have the conversation again on camera. Emma, tell us what you think about that.
So I thought it was pretty interesting. I feel like this happens every season, that there's always somebody that comes in, or multiple people that come in, that know exactly the show's format, and they just, for whatever reason, it gets to the end and they're just like, wait a second, like, I'm not ready. I don't want you to sleep with other people. Like, I can't do this. It happens every season without fail. But I did think it was really weird how he felt like he needed to bring it up again later. Like, it seemed Gabby was really upset at him bringing it up again. And so I was like really wondering what the conversation was. Cause when she got that note, it was like, meet me out at the bridge. I was like, this could be anything. And he was just kind of there. I was like, what is the point of this? Like, I just don't really, I don't know. It seemed very strange that, like, he just kind of brought it up, and it didn't seem like it was a real conversation. So I understood why she was upset about that, honestly.
Jazz. This is this one funny thing. So basically, like, Gabby's after the day, she's all happy. She gets a note and it's like, meet me by the bridge, right? And like, it's just a random note. And usually these notes are supposed to be sweet and like, yeah, something nice. And like, this guy's out here like, I don't want you to sleep with other women, man. like, it's so weird. Like, she had no idea who it would be. Jazz, all right. You have no concept of what's going on. So the people who don't watch our show regularly, our show is a show for people who don't watch The Bachelor. So Jazz does not watch The Bachelor, and he basically gets to understand everything from the, you know, from the perception of, like, you know, maybe like a boyfriend who doesn't watch the show and peeks over your shoulder to try to see what's going on, but doesn't really follow. That's the show.
We're in a relationship.
after your comment about the fantasy suite, man, you gotta chill with that. people are gonna have the wrong idea, man. Coming in hot. So Jazz, tell us a little bit about what your perspective is.
Okay, so let me get this right. There's this dumbass who had a great date, and then he fucked it up by saying, "Hey, don't sleep with other men." On a show where we all know it's going to happen.
Well, here's the thing, right? So that we do know it's going to happen. But then again, so did Susie last season. Yeah. And we were all on her side. So why are we not on his side this time, right? So like, this is something that's so super interesting to me. Because I have not had the chance to actually think about this logically and without emotion and without the producers and the background music and all of that stuff. Is it fair for it to be okay for Susie to call Clayton out and say she doesn't want that, but also not okay for Eric? Like, it's like a weird line, and I don't know. I feel like I am maybe what do I want to say? Like, susceptible to producers, because like, when they're trying to make us feel bad for Susie, I'm like, yeah, how dare you do that to Susie? And now Eric is doing the same thing. And like, Gabby is like, they want us to feel bad for her. And I'm like, how dare you do that to Gabby? What is wrong with me? How am I like, this? So Jazz, what do you think based on someone who's not susceptible to this, and you're just hearing it from like a, you know, secondhand point of view?
Well, my guy, I am susceptible to it because of you. So
my bias is leaking to you.
Yeah, I mean, really think about it. Like, my whole framework of this show is coming from you, who is susceptible to the producers, right? So I'm going to be biased there too.
But we also have a guest on every week, which offers a different perspective. So let's ask our guest.
Yeah, but maybe Emma not susceptible to the producers? Maybe she is too.
Some people have. I don't know. Some people have stronger wills. I do not.
That's fair. Yeah, I think I definitely am susceptible, because I'm just very like, and I do, after so many years of watching the show, I know very much that some of the things, like with the mental all, not to bring it back to last week, but I very much am like, okay, this is so formulaic. They always bring somebody in that's just going to stir the pot that like left after the first night. I'm like, who is this guy? So like that, I'm very much like, not, it doesn't faze me. But this kind of stuff, they do the edit and I'm like, oh yeah, no, like, screw that guy. Like, I'm with Gab, you know, so I'm very much like, they do a good job. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. So let's try to think about this. Let's try to be as reasonable as we can. Let's take out emotions. Let's take out, like, you know, society's, you know, sexism and misogyny and patriarchy and all that stuff. Let's try to look at it logically, right? So what does Susie do different than what Eric is doing, right? Eric spends a night with her and goes, I don't want you doing this with anybody else, even though he knew that was something that was probably going to happen on the show. Susie did it a little differently. She let him know before they did it that she didn't want him.
Oh, there's a caveat. That. I was actually thinking, like, what was the timeline here? Like, did they ask before they slept together, or did it happen after? Because if it happened after, then I have a problem with it.
Yeah. So basically, Jazz, you're right. So basically, Susie let him know beforehand that she was not okay with that, and if he had done that, that she was going to go. Eric slept with her, and then the next night said that. And we don't know. Allegedly, though, we don't know. We don't know what happened to that. They could have just. They could have just talked all night, which is very common for most people to do. So we don't know. That's the only difference.
The fantasy suite isn't exactly, you know, them just being together. Or sleeping together. It could be anything, and we just don't know. It's off camera.
Yeah, the chance that they get to have.
Okay, so they could just be like playing, you know, video games all night for all we know, right?
It could, that's like the only chance they have to be off camera, pretty much. And they a lot of the time use that to figure out like living situations, because a lot of, you know, they're all over the country, so they might be like, okay, if we get engaged, like, where are we gonna live, like that kind of thing. So,
yeah, what's your credit like?
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you have debt? Like, what's your family
I
like?
Have,
you
know, $500,000 kind of in credit card debt. My credit score is like 527, and you're screwed if you marry me.
Exactly. And then wake up the next morning, they're like, okay, that didn't work.
But
out.
I'm pretty.
Fair, so. Fair. All right, so. Let's think about this and try to come up with a reasonable thing, right? I really don't see a difference except for the fact that Susie did it before she slept with them, before the fantasy suite. But it's really the same thing. And like, here's the thing, right? Is it unreasonable for you to go on The Bachelor, meet someone, and then not force them to not sleep with anybody else, not ask them to not sleep with anyone else, but just want them to not want to sleep with anybody else, right? I don't think that's an unreasonable ask. Like, yes, you understand that it's a possibility and you signed up for it, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're like, hey, if this person has the option to do this and they decide not to, then wow, like that's real, right? And I feel like that is not a problematic thing to say. I think that makes a lot of sense to me. But again, you didn't know what you were setting up for, so that's the only caveat. So Emma, what do you think?
I totally agree. I think realistically, as an outside observer of someone who watches the show, I'm like, okay, like it's been around for 20 plus years. Like everyone knows, you know, going into it when you sign up, like presumably you've watched seasons before, so you know what you're getting into. But at the same time, I can see where if you get that far, you finally get feelings for this person, they're probably pretty strong at that point. I think if I were going on, I would want the person to be like, oh, like I only want you, like I decided that you're the one for me, so I don't want to go that route with these other people. I think I would want that. So I don't think it's unreasonable either to not necessarily like expect them, but to want that. I don't think it's an unreasonable desire.
All right, Jazz, based on me and Emma's conversation, what is your verdict? What do you think?
So I thought this whole time they actually did always sleep together. So now that I know that they don't.
Well, we don't know. They could have. They could have.
Right. They could have not. My impression was 100% they did always. Right.
Yeah.
So now after making this request, I'm just like, that makes sense. Question, was this the first person to go in the fantasy suite, or was it?
So here's the thing, Jazz. So basically, Eric was made to look like he is the first person, but that's not always the case. They flip it on you.
That's what I figured, because I was like, wait a second.
Yeah,
because we don't know. He could have been the last person, and they showed him first, and then she already told him that she's been with other people. We don't know, bro. They don't tell us.
So there it is. It's inherently the same crap that I've been complaining about all season. Producers being producers. And we don't know the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And until we know the truth, like, I cannot. That's the problem with situations like this. I need objective facts. I need the full timeline. I need all the details. And we don't have that. And I can't make a decision based on that. So I don't know what to say. Like, I can make you like a tree chart, right? Showing, okay, if they made this decision here and this decision here, I would respond this way, right? But like, I can't do that right now.
Yeah, no if then statements here, right? So I guess, you know what? If you are watching this show, if you're on the YouTube, if you're on Spotify, hit us up. Let us know what you think. And, you know, I feel like the justice of Bachelor Nation sways one way, and that's the way the producers want you to go. But,
turn your brain on. We do read all the comments, by the way. Like, truly, we read every single one. So please.
Yes. I'm in. Oh, don't forget to rate us and all that good shit, man. Because
hey, what was it? Like, share, subscribe, comment. I don't remember the order.
All that stuff.
All that good stuff. All right. So let's go. Let's move on to see what happens next. We go. Rachel and Avon go on a date. Nothing really eventful happened here. Anything you remember, Emma? Anything?
No, right? It was just kind of a run of the mill thing. They had a good date. They had a good overnight. Wasn't anything super exciting or dramatic that stuck out to me.
I think Evan is the guy who's going to be the number two, because I feel like it's never her top two pick that are last is a person that's probably not going to get it and the person who probably is going to get it in the final two. And yeah. Evan is definitely not going to get it. So he's going to be in the final two, but it's just going to be a throwaway because Tino is definitely taking it home, right?
Whatever. Yeah, Tino is for sure going to win. Just so clear at this point.
Is Tino going to win or is he going to go to Bachelor in Paradise? I don't know.
The question.
So speaking of Bachelor in Paradise, speaking of that show, apparently one of the guys who is on the fantasy suite is actually in Bachelor in Paradise. Emma, do you know who it was?
I believe it was Johnny. I think they showed, they like goofed up and showed a promo for Bachelor in Paradise and showed him in the season when he hadn't even like he hadn't left this season. We were just like, well, okay, that answers that, I guess.
So I need to know the timeline of this because if homie just like, you know, had fantasy suites with Rachel and legit went straight to an airplane to Mexico for more women. Like, I need to know that. Man is getting it in, man.
Yeah. And he was very like, I'm sure we'll talk about this more, but it was so clear to me at the very beginning that they were going to break up. Like, he was just like, yeah, like, Gabby, you're so dope, or something. Like, it was something, some very lame, like,
you're so dope, girl. Like,
I was like, oh, wow, no more romantic words have ever been spoken. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, I was just like, get rid of him. Like, sorry, but he's out.
Yeah, no, I feel you. All right, so, yeah, Johnny's out. Avon's still in. Talked about the Tino date. And that was
it. Explain to me. There are two bachelorettes, and each of them have three guys now?
Yeah, each of them have three guys as of now, but Johnny left. So Johnny is gone. So
Johnny is for Rachel or Gabby?
Gabby. Yeah,
Gabby.
Okay.
So
who are the other two for Gabby?
So for Gabby, we have Zach and Jason. I think
it's Jason and Eric for Gabby.
Oh, sorry. Jason and Eric for Gabby.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a coin toss figuring out who they're picking. Got it.
Yeah. So she has two people at this episode. So let's go on to the next episode, which was aired on Tuesday, which we didn't know about. And that one starts off with Gabby and Jason. They're playing tennis. They go to the fantasy suite. But they also have a falling out right after fantasy suite. Yeah. What was that about, Emma?
Yeah, so that was really interesting because they showed, well, it kind of, before, I think right when the episode started, they showed Jason talking to the host, Jesse, and he was like, I don't know if I'm ready to be engaged. This is another thing that pops up every single season. There's always someone who's suddenly not ready to be engaged at the very end of it. He's like, I don't think I can get there in a week. I'm like, okay. So you just know it's not going to end well. So he's talking to Jesse, and then they have the date, and they're just like both kind of seem to be on the same page where they're like, oh, there's a lot that we need to talk about, like, in the fantasy suite. So they kind of have a little bit of a discussion. It's kind of tense, but they're like, let's take the night and let's talk about this. And then they woke up and it did not go well, clearly. They were both like, Gabby was just like, I'm really upset as soon as she woke up. And they had they were not on the same page about anything. So it didn't go so well.
So Jazz, you know what this means, right? That means two people have left Gabby after fantasy suites. And she is down to one person.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
congrats to whoever that guy is.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing, right? In my opinion, I think that guy was her first pick anyways. So that's why I'm not like too, like, I don't think butthurt about it. But But I hate the fact that they found a way to take a show with women have all the power and completely stripped all the power away from the women. Because Gabby literally is just left with the guy when, yeah, like, literally she doesn't even get a rose ceremony because they all left.
Yeah. I didn't love that either. I was like, this was kind of going to be the one season. I mean, I kind of knew when they were like, oh, we're going to have two bachelorettes. I'm like, oh, I'm really nervous with this franchise. Doesn't have the best track record and, like, things like that. So I was just like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. And there were points where I was like, oh, this is going well. And then I was just kind of disappointed that it really stripped her away from her power because she didn't really get to choose. I mean, I like you said, I think she was going to end up with him anyway. But, like, it was just, I don't know. I do feel bad for her in that sense.
It is a mess. I mean, yeah, this whole season, ask Neves, like, I've been saying the producer's going to pay for everyone's therapy at the end of this, exactly, right? Like, pretty much. It's garbage. Like, I'm so disappointed in this season, yeah, even though I don't watch it. Like, it feels weird being so emotionally invested in the show I don't watch. But yeah, it sucks. Like, I feel bad for these girls.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. So, Jazz, here's the situation, right? Gabby, down to one guy. But Rachel, she still has Zach, and she has Tino, and then she has, who's the other guy? Zach, Tino?
Aven.
And Aven. So she still has three guys. So we saw her date with Aven the day before, mm-hmm, and now she had the date with Zach. Yeah. Zach, because I think Tino's date went okay too. But she talked, yeah, a little bit about, like, oh, your parents don't like me, blah, right?
And then immediately was like, oh, it's okay, it's fine. He was it's like, fine. No, they don't.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, April, who's been, you know, on this show twice so far, has this theory that, you know, Tina coaches parents and they're already, like, gearing up for him to be the next bachelor or something. Ooh. And so,
yeah. Tina's family has been in, like, gossip news too, because they were calling out, like, there's this girl who does, like, bachelor data, and he, mm-hmm, was like, and she, like, calculated how many times, like, Tina's parents did this or that, and he called her a nerd, and I was like, first of all, we're all nerds here. This is,
yeah, what is this, 2005? Like, come on. Like, we're not kind
of cool to be a nerd now.
Yeah, exactly. Which I thought was kind of lame. But, like, yeah, April thinks that Tino told his parents to be rough on Rachel so that she wouldn't pick him and that he could become the next bachelor. So, ooh, that is a great theory by April.
That's a great theory. We'll see. And honestly, I think what's going to happen is that she's going to choose him. And then I'm sure we'll talk about the promos for next episode, but I think they're going to choose, like, she's going to choose him, and then they're going to break up, like, soon after, and that's going to be part of the finale, yeah, and then he's going to be Bachelor or on Paradise. I just, it's just so, I don't know.
Too obvious.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on.
Yeah, and so, all right, let's go to Rachel and Zach's date, yeah, which was funny, oh, to God, me.
It was really funny.
My TikTok has been blowing up because of this. I am currently at 300,000 views.
Oh God. I cackled when I saw that, honestly. Like, it's so true. His face is just like,
so everything is going well. They're going awesome. They have their fantasy suite to date, and basically the next day they have this weird awkward coffee date where, like, they're drinking coffee and talking about coffee and having this weird conversation, and, like, I don't know, it's the strangest, like, chemistry between them. Like, it was, yeah, in the air. They just, like, almost hate each other, and they're talking about coffee, and then she goes, like, oh, I like, don't think this coffee is bitter? Like, he's like, oh, I love this coffee. She goes, you don't think it's bitter? Like, they're fighting over nothing, and he's like, I love that, I love when you can taste the beans. And she's like, what, you just, like, suck them? And, like, or no, she's like you just chew them. And then he gives her the dirtiest look. It was, like, it's so funny.
It was, yeah, hilarious.
He gives her the dirtiest look. It's hilarious. And I put it on TikTok. I was like, why he make that face? Like, they legit hate each other now. And I think that's the case because he ends up leaving Jazz.
What happened in their thing then? Was this before or after the fantasy suite?
This is after the fantasy suite.
Oh, yep. They talked about something. And now I'm just like, nope, we can't. Because
Sorry. Yeah, it was just so interesting because clearly so, like, something went down. Their conversation happened because the next day he was just like, we had this conversation. Like, he brought up, he was like, we came to crossroads when it came to religion and politics. And I was just like, oh no, like, which one is a conservative? And, you know, I was like, what's going on here?
He voted just, for Trump.
Yeah, I was like, which one voted for Trump? Because clearly, like, something happened.
I love how all of us are thinking the same thing. Like, which one of them is MAGA?
Yeah, I'm like, because that's the only, like, I mean, it's so obvious.
It literally could be either one of them, to be honest, because I do not know. Rachel looked like she could easily be MAGA. And
I honestly agree.
And I don't know if you remember her dad, but her dad looked like he stormed the Capitol. Like,
I was like, where were you on January 6th? Honestly, like, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
I was gonna say, but he also said something else. He also said that she wasn't being her authentic self. He thinks she's fake. And I think she got the idea that he is not into her. I mean, she is not into him. And then she's really into Tino. I think it finally hit him that, like, yo, she's been playing me and she's really in love with Tino, probably because they didn't do it and she did it with Tino. I don't know. Maybe that's why. And I, like, you know, that could be a reason, but that's what he said. And he decides to walk out. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jen?
And it's so interesting too, because one more thing he said was that, like, she was like, I don't know. I'm questioning whether you're ready for marriage because you're 25, but literally, like, they were both born in the same year and they're just like 3 months apart. Like, he hadn't turned 26 yet. I'm like, what? Like, how can you base it on age when, like, you guys are pretty much the same age? Like,
that makes no sense. If a girl's, like, 3 months older than you, and she's saying that, like, you're not ready for marriage, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
I get it. All right. So, yeah, that's what happened with that jazz. So, basically, but he didn't leave. Actually, no, he didn't leave.
Oh, yeah.
He decided to stay. And then Rachel has her rose ceremony. And in her rose ceremony, it's Avon, it's Zach, and there's Eric. And then right before she just announces who she's going to pick, Zach's like, hey, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, like, so, right before she picked up the rose.
He pulls her aside. And I think he's going to tell her, like, hey, I think you're playing me. I think you're inauthentic. Like, you're fake. And he's going to pick a fight with her right before, and it's going to be a disaster.
Absolutely.
Is this where the show ended? Like, is this the cliffhanger?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the cliffhanger, Jazz. This is where we're at.
Yep. Immediately cuts to Jesse in this weird, like, I saw some tweets that were like, prayers out to Jesse. He's okay, but, like, I think WB or whoever is holding him hostage in this weird room. I was like, where is he? Like, he just came out and he was like, you're not going to see the end of this tonight. We're waiting for next week.
Jazz, it was so funny. Basically, what happens is, like, they showed him in a dimly lit studio with absolute silence, no background. And he's like, I have to tell you guys something. And we're going to find out next week in the most dramatic season ever. And it was like, it didn't need to be that serious, bro. Like,
so serious.
I hate, and, like, last week, after what they did to us last week, where he's like, this news is going to change your life. And it was like a cruise that people had to pay for. Oh, by the way, Jess, I did find out that you had to pay for that cruise. You had to pay $117 in taxes for that.
The audience has to pay for the cruise?
Yep.
Oh my God. What a ripoff.
I mean, I guess it's technically a prize and it's free income and the government wants to cut whatever.
Oh, and they acted so like it was gonna change our lives. I'm like, I don't care. No, like, this doesn't have anything to do with my life. Like, come on, Jesse.
I hate that. The boy who cries wolf, man. Like, I know I'm feeling it. So, yeah, basically, that's where the episode ends off. And, Jazz, now that you know the full story, what are your thoughts? Tell us. Jeff always does that deep dive.
I know, like
that's his signature bachelor content move.
Honestly, I feel that.
So how far into the episode can I go before I give the most exacerbated sigh?
Guys, if you are watching this show, please count how many sighs Taz has done. The winner gets a free T-shirt from us or a free movie.
whichever sponsor, you know, give us free stuff for that. Oh my God. Okay, so Rachel is essentially—is she gonna like? Who is the guy who interrupted her rose ceremony?
Zach,
right? Is Zach gonna take over this whole thing and just hold her hostage here, like on camera, like right at the end during her rose ceremony? Like, that's such a bad look. And no matter what he says, whether it's true or not, he's still gonna look like the jackass who ruined this moment for her, right? I mean, he could truly be hurt and he could truly be like, yo, what the hell? Like, he could really be like emotionally upset and vulnerable, right? Doesn't matter. The way he's doing it, he's gonna get screwed out of this. The other two are probably going to be a coin toss between who they win. And then, like Emma said, they're going to break up shortly after. And then yeah. Gabby has her one man now. So, like, what? Is the show over pretty much?
No. We saw in the previews.
Yeah.
Eric might have second thoughts too. So she might end up with nobody.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
It looked
why.
That is a great question.
What?
Tell us, Jazz. Tell us.
No, like, why the fuck would you go on the show for like what is it, 8 weeks or whatever this bullshit it is, and then I'm still not ready by the end of it. Like, are they all trying to go to Bachelor in Paradise or be the next Bachelor? Like.
No, usually, I think usually if you're in the final two, you're not getting into Bachelor in Paradise, but you're still getting, you're on TV long enough to get like a really, really large following, and you might get brought on to Bachelor in Paradise the next year. So, that is a little bit of an incentive.
Definitely. And sometimes they get the Bachelor edit that you can tell that they're kind of gearing up for them to end up being the next Bachelor or on Paradise.
Yeah, so a lot of people in my comment section thought that Zach was trying to get a Bachelor edit and be
I think I saw that too.
Yeah, and like someone is trying to make him look good. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You're trying to make him look good by interrupting this girl's rose ceremony.
Yeah, if she tells him that, like, I don't know. I really don't know what they're doing, man. It's a little bit of
It doesn't make sense. Like, how do you make this guy look good in the situation? I don't see it.
Well, like, in the beginning, they were trying to make him look good because they were trying to make it look like Rachel was the one who's being inauthentic and being fake. And then she strung him along, but she really wanted Tino all along, which I kind of follow. I kind of follow that headcanon or whatever, right? So that's not too far off. And then Zach confronts her about it at the very end, and we will see. And maybe he leaves on his own accord, and that's his, like, trump card. Or she tells him, I'm trying to get rid of you. Go, bye. There's the door, bitch. Like, I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, so he's just trying to save face. Mm-hmm. Or have some, like, weird form of I didn't get fired. I quit. Like some bullshit like that.
Pretty much. I quit while I'm ahead, basically.
Well, speaking of quitting while we're ahead, why don't we quit while we're ahead? Because we are at the end of our episode and we pretty much covered everything we wanted to cover. Emma, thank you so much for being on. Please let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, so I have like... all my socials are pretty much different usernames, which just makes it much more complicated.
Why make it easy for people to find you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to be found. No, I'm just kidding. I do want to be found. So you can find me on Twitter at underscore EMMINEM. Basically like Eminem the rapper, but with two M's. It's
okay.
I made this like 10 years ago. I should have put it in my name. It's like underscore Eminem, but with an extra N. There we go. Yep, that's exactly it. Sorry to make that complicated. I made this in college at like, I was like,
no, it's cool.
It's fine.
Yeah. Will the real Emma please stand up?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then on Instagram, I am at books_andlattes. I made like a Bookstagram account, but I kind of use it for everything.
Is it the and symbol or A-N-D lattes?
And A-N-D.
I love how Emma just chose chaos.
I know. I was just like, let me just make it the most complicated like social media handles that I could possibly get. I'm like, that's no one's, good. I don't want to be perceived. No one's going to find me.
Wait, and lattes.
Is books underscore and lattes. Why is and lattes not underscore? Why think, like, what is wrong with this?
I probably tried that and it was taken. I don't even know. This was like 3 years ago, me. Who knows what the hell? This is before the pandemic. Who knows what I was thinking? My brain was totally different.
Listen, Emma, you're going to get no value out of this podcast. No one's going to find you.
No one's going to actually find
you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We tried.
I appreciate the effort. Actually, you could also find me and my co-host for a Ticket to Reality, and it's Ticket Number 2 Reality.
That one's not bad. That one's not bad.
Yeah, that one I didn't make, so obviously.
Yeah, I can tell.
You can thank TJ for that one. I didn't make it.
All right, TJ, well done.
Thank you, TJ.
Shout out to TJ. All right.
One of these days I will make them all uniform.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate you being on the show. And Emma, we are definitely going to have you back, man. If you can stay for She-Hulk, that would be amazing. But we know you got to go, and let us know.
I'm so down. Thanks so much for having me.
This was All right, guys. Until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.